Ford Frick helped put the report together. He's managing director with the Denver firm BBC Research and Consulting. He says the report adds up all the money people make at work in Pitkin County, before taxes and not counting investments. Then the report compares that big pool of money with how many workers there are. And the result?
When you adjust for inflation, this is a fairly modest assumption of about 2% per year inflation, the total income here is declining. Basically, households have less money than they did 12 years ago.
Frick says there could be a lot of reasons why.
Could be a change in the mix of jobs, that there are more lower-paying jobs, and it could simply be that the average wage and salary earned by people has simply declined.
Or if workers haven't received a cost of living increase in their paychecks, that could also be a factor. We asked the top three employers in Pitkin County if they've included cost of living raises for their workers over the last 10 years. Aspen Ski Company spokesman Jeff Hanley.
Absolutely. Whenever possible and pretty frequently throughout that time period, we've given out salary increases and bonuses. Even when the recession hit, we didn't roll back wages, we didn't lay off people. We've continued to increase wages throughout that time period.
Hanley says, on average, wages have gone up 3% over the last 10 years. The next largest employer in Pitkin County is the county and the city of Aspen combined. They've handled cost of living changes differently, though, over the last decade. Before the recession, Pitkin County largely offered merit increases and added a cost of living adjustment in 2008. That was also at 3%. Then wages were frozen in 2010, 11, and 12. City workers had a similar wage freeze in 2009 through 2011, and then a cost of living increase, called a COLA, last year. Alyssa Farrell is Aspen's Human Resources Director.
The city did provide a 2% increase across the board for regular full-time employees in 2012. Other than the 2% increase, the city has not offered a COLA in the past 10 years.
Farrell says merit pay before the recession was seen as a way to cover any increases in the cost of living in Pitkin County. The third biggest employer in the county is the St. Regis Hotel. A spokesman with its parent company said proprietary reasons prevent them from disclosing whether or not workers there have gotten cost of living increases over the last 10 years. As for other jobs, consultant Ford Frick pointed to another sector that's taken a hit with the recession.
Certainly the decline in the higher paying skilled construction jobs contributed to this.
So how does this compare to what's going on across Colorado? Bill Thonis is with the state's Department of Labor and Employment.
We took the chart that the Pitkin Chamber produced, and against that we laid a statewide chart that we compiled showing similar employment and wage data. And we do find that from 2000 through about 2009 or early 2010, there seems to be a very similar trajectory.
But in the third quarter of 2010, something changed.
Pitkin County seems to be lagging the state at this point in terms of employment and wages. Most notably, the wage data that we've got shows that state wages seem to be improving just a little bit, where Pitkin County tends to still be leveled off a little bit.
For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Elise Thatcher.